Hello and welcome back to the Fourth Mom Podcast. I'm your host, Cameron Ritz. We just wrapped up week 14 on an amazing Monday night football game. Rams and Cardinals, great game to the end. We're going to look ahead into week 15, of course, with my power rankings predictions. So we're going to get right into that. At 32, welcome back to the Detroit Lions. You were at 29 or 30 for one day, for one week, and now you're back. So just congratulations, you're back home. At 31, I had the Jacksonville Jaguars. Urban Meyer is awful. He has no respect for his team. Nobody on his team respects him. One of your team leaders, one of your team vets, walked out of practice because of you. And you, I guess reports are now that he kicked Josh Lambeau, one of his players. So it just keeps getting worse and worse for him every day. If he's not fired by the end of the year, then something's up. At 30, I have the Houston Texans. It's just continue to rebuild and build around Davis Mills. You may have a guy there. So he looked pretty good in the game against Seattle. Yeah, he didn't win, but it's really expected with the team that he has around him. So Houston, they just got to look into the future and say, you know what, this year we knew it wasn't our year. We knew you were going to rebuild, so let's just get back at it next year, be a 7-10 team. It's just improving and hoping that Davis Mills is that guy. At 29, I have the New York Jets. Zach Wilson needs to be moved on from right now. There is no excuse anymore for what he's been doing. He's the worst starting quarterback in the NFL. He didn't deserve a first-round pick at all, in my opinion. So it should be a Josh Rosen-type deal where you get rid of him, take Kenny Pickett, Matt Corral, whoever you like more, with your first pick, and then you go Thibodeau, Evan Neal, Aiden Hutchinson if he somehow falls to wherever Seattle's pick is. So it's just a situation where New York says, goodbye, Zach Wilson. We'll trade you for a second-round pick. I think that's the most they'll get for him. At 28, a potential trade partner for New York with Zach Wilson is the Carolina Panthers. They're 5-8. They started off hot with a 4-0 record. They've been 1-8 or 3-0. They went 2-8 the past few past 6 weeks. So not good. Matt Rhule should be fired. And every day the CMC deal looks even worse. So it's just a bad spot for Carolina. You fired Joe Brady, trying to put the blame on him, have him as a scapegoat, but it's not going to help. Matt Rhule is going to be fired by the end of the year. At 27, I have the Baltimore Ravens. It's just a bit of a surprise for most people, but it really shouldn't be. This team is just injured out of it's truly unbelievable how injured they are. Your first two running backs, J.K. Dobbins, Gus Edwards, out for the year, beginning of the year. Marcus Peters, out for the year. Lamar Jackson, out for an extended period of time. Ronnie Stanley, one of your best tackles, one of the best tackles in the NFL, out for the year. Marlon Humphrey, out for the year. And it's just, the injuries just stacked up on him too much, and it shows. Baltimore is this is just not Baltimore's year. And they have a tough schedule to finish out with the Packers, Bengals, Rams, Steelers. It's just not looking good for Baltimore. I think they finish 8-9. At 26, I had the New York Giants. Move on from Daniel Jones. I get he hasn't played in 2 weeks, but still, it's time to move on from him. Go out and do whatever you can to get Russ. Trade your two first-round picks. You have one of the most talented offenses, really rosters in the NFL, so it's really up to getting a good quarterback. At 25, I have the Chicago Bears. Good effort, but who still owns you? Yeah, it's Aaron Rodgers. He is on fire right now, and he's giving Brady a run for his money at MVP. At 24, I have the Las Vegas Raiders. It's time to stop playing, really. You're a fringe playoff contender, and you get beat by 40. Great job, guys. Amazing. So it's just not a good situation for Vegas right now. At 23, I have the Atlanta Falcons. It's time to move on and start up the rebuild for them. Matt Ryan, he's getting old. He's 39 years old. I'm pretty sure coming up on his 39th birthday. Their defense is Swiss cheese. So it's just not a good situation for Atlanta. They've won a few games, but they've also lost a lot of games. They're 6-7 right now. It's just time to move up, start up the rebuild, build around AJ Terrell, Deion Jones, move on from Grady Jarrett and Matt Ryan. At 22, I have the New Orleans Saints. They're just in a tough spot right now. They're not in a spot where they can really make the playoffs, in my opinion. Taysom Hill is not that guy. But, again, it's just finish the year, and you can get a pretty good payload for Mike Thomas at the end of the year. So, it's just something to look forward for New Orleans. At 21, I have the Pittsburgh Steelers. They need to bench Chase Claypool. He needs to learn what to do in a two-minute drill. It's not celebrate after getting a first down. It's give the ball to the ref, give the ball to one of your linemen, and not get mad at them when they do try and take it. It's just really bad. It's really just a bad look on the Steelers, Mike Tomlin, and really it makes Claypool look like an idiot. But still, you have a shot at the playoffs. It's an outside shot, but still, the Ravens injured, so you got a shot. You just got to make it count. At 20, I have the Denver Broncos. Stop winning. Seriously, stop winning. You have no reason to. You're 7-6. You don't have a shot at the playoffs. The AFC is too good, and Denver is just not the team to make it in as the 7 seed. You don't have a good QB. Teddy Bridgewater is not the guy that's going to win you in the clutch moments, the big games. He showed it against Kansas City. He just does not have it. At 19, I have the Seattle Seahawks. You're not out of the playoffs, but you're not in the playoffs. You're not a contending team. It's a weird spot for them. Yeah, you win out, but you're going to have a really tough game against Seattle, which I do think they can win. But you're just in a tough spot. They've just got to find a way to either say, you know what, enter the rebuild. Yeah, we don't have our first-round pick this year. Let's just try and win a few games, get a bit of momentum under our young guys, trade away Russ, get Pete Carroll out, look to move on from Bobby Wagner. Yeah, he's a great vet, Seattle legend, but still, it's just going to be a weird spot for Seattle to be in. At 18, I have the Philadelphia Eagles. You're 6-7. You're still in the playoffs. You're still a contending team. Wild card is still wide open. But here's the thing: you have 4 games against all division opponents. It's not going to be easy. You play Washington twice. It's the same thing with the football team who I have at 17. The wild card is still wide open, but your last 4 games are against division opponents. 2 of them, again, against Philadelphia. These 2 teams are really, I think, the most equal team in the NFL. They have talent everywhere, but still just cannot find ways to win. So it's gonna be really entertaining to watch these 2 teams go at it twice in the next month. At 16, I have the Minnesota Vikings. They need to put a few wins together, but they play the Bears twice. That's 2 wins. Good job. You're 8-7. Then you play the Packers and Rams sprinkled in throughout that 2 games against the Bears. That's not good. The best case scenario is you beat one of those teams and you beat the Bears twice. So now you're looking at a 9-8 record. On the outside looking in, still have a possibility to make the playoffs, but it's not looking good for Minnesota. At 15, I have the Cleveland Browns. I'm not impressed with the win whatsoever. Lamar is injured. He was injured halfway through the game, I think a minute left in the first quarter, and you nearly let them win after you were up 24-6. I'm just not impressed with what Cleveland did. At 14, I have the Buffalo Bills. They need to figure it out right now, or they're going to miss the playoffs. It's simple as that. Josh Allen also needs some help bad. He needs a run game. They didn't run the ball at all the first have any designed runs the first half. That's got to change. You got to establish the run. No team, not even the Chiefs, can run the ball 0 times in the first half and expect to be up in that game unless Josh Allen is throwing the ball like he's Patrick Mahomes, which he's not, but he's close. Don't get me wrong, but so they need to establish a run game really quick or they may be out of those playoffs. At 13, I have the Miami Dolphins. They're a long shot. to make the playoffs. They just need to win out. It's not going to be easy. You have two cupcake games against the Jags and Jets. Then you go up against the Titans and Pats. There's definitely a situation where Miami says, you know what, we beat the Jags and Jets. We pull off a huge win against the Titans. And the Patriots, they've already secured the first round bye. They don't play their starters. We get in at 10-7, making the playoffs, and now you're the 7th seed, going up against probably the Chiefs. So they're a long shot for the playoffs, but they can definitely make it. At 12, I have the Tennessee Titans. Henry could be back as early as week 18, but it's just not looking good for Ryan Tannehill right now. He will not be the starter next year. There is no chance on this earth that he's going to be the starter next year. Even though they did give him that massive contract, he'll be traded away. He's played awful this year. And I really don't think there's a way that they can say, he just had an off year. No, he looked like Ryan Tannehill back in Miami. We just are seeing what he is without Derrick Henry. At 11, I have the Cincinnati Bengals. You have got to be consistent. That's the biggest thing for this team. You have got to be consistent. But Ja'Marr Chase, after that game, is back in the race for Offensive Rookie of the Year. He had a great game all around. He's just so fun to watch. He's a big play waiting to happen. At 10, I have the San Francisco 49ers. George Kittle is an absolute monster. He's an absolute monster. There's no way around it. I think he's had 20 catches for 200-plus yards and 4 touchdowns in the past 2 weeks. He's just unguardable right now, and Jimmy Garoppolo is making a case for him to be the starter next year. We could definitely see an Aaron Rodgers situation where he sits behind him for 3 years, gets a job on the last year of his rookie deal, and balls out, which I think he will, but my prediction for Trey Lance to be the starter by week 9 and the rookie of the year is really backfired. But, Jimmy Garoppolo has played really well these past few weeks, and I think he's definitely making a case for him to be the starter. At 9, I have the LA Chargers. It's the same thing for really the 49ers, Chargers, and Bengals. You've got to be consistent to be in the playoffs and win. Herbert, although, is a top 5 quarterback right now. That we've all seen the throw under pressure hit, puts it on the money to Jalen Guyton. What a throw. Justin Herbert, he's not just a really elite quarterback. He's in that upper echelon with the Brady, the Rodgers, the Mahomes, the Allens. It's really unbelievable to see what Herbert can do. At 8 are the Indianapolis Colts. Jonathan Taylor is still going to be dominant. He's going to be coming rested against, again, arrested Patriots defense. So it's going to be a really interesting game on Saturday night. So it's going to be really fun to watch. At 7, I have the Dallas Cowboys. They're 9-4. Micah Parsons is on fire. This is really just the reverse of what we thought would happen. We thought that defense was going to be what held them back, was going to be a bit lackluster. No, it's the defense that is carrying this team. Micah Parsons, Defensive Player of the Year, lock it in. He's going to win it. TJ Watt, yeah, he's been amazing. But he has not been what Micah Parsons has done. He's winning almost every single time he's rushing the passer. And he's truly unbelievable. But the offense really needs to get it figured out for these playoffs coming up. At 6, I have the LA Rams. That talent has meshed. They're looking really good. Stafford seems 100%, and Odell is on fire right now. 3 touchdowns in the last 4 games. Now, Odell is still that guy. He is still elite. He was just misused in Cleveland, and I think it's showing right now. At 5, I have the Arizona Cardinals. This is the beginning of the collapse for the Cardinals. It happened last year. Yeah, Murray got injured, but still, this team just cannot finish the season. They're going to collapse. I think they finished 12-5. It's not going to be a pretty rest of the season for the Cardinals. At 4, I have the New England Patriots. Hottest team in football right now, but they have 2 big games ahead of them. If they win both of these, they are the best team in football. They will be locked in at number 1. Bill Belichick, Coach of the Year, lock it in. There's really no way around it. New England is unbelievable right now, and they are back, as much as we all hate to see it. At 3, I have the Kansas City Chiefs. Their defense is firing on all cylinders. They have made a lot of great plays, but also they've been going against lackluster defenses. So is that a problem? Maybe. But Kansas City, they are really playing well right now. At 2, I have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tom Brady is really, I think, the only candidate right now for MVP. He has separated himself so far away, and I think number 2 has got to be Rodgers. But Tom Brady is playing unbelievable right now. The offense is firing. Leonard Fournette is amazing right now. But that defense, they were playing amazing in the first half, but they need to step up. If they can step up and play like they did last year, there is no team that's going to stop these guys. At 1, I have the Green Bay Packers. They're just a great team. Great football as of late, and they will finish 14-3. They have a really easy schedule to finish out. Ravens this week, they're injured to everything. It's just not good for Baltimore. The Browns, it could be a problem, but the run D has been really good, 9th in the NFL. And the Vikings, they're a good team, I guess, but I think they're going to win this one at home in Lambeau. And then they play Detroit to finish off the year, so it's pretty self-explanatory there. We're going to get into my predictions, so we're going to get into that right now. So for Thursday night, give me the Chiefs over the Chargers. LA is injured. Austin Eckler may not play. Keenan Allen may not play. That's two of your best weapons. And then the injury, or COVID, to Rashawn Slater just really kills the Chargers. So I think the Chiefs win this one pretty easily. Give me the Raiders over the Browns. The Browns are dealing with some issues with COVID, and they got no Mayfield or head coach, so I think the Raiders should just find a way to win this one. Patriots win against the Colts here. It's going to be a really good game. Both teams are very well rested, but I just think the Pats, it's just a guts feeling, win this one in a really good close game. Bills win over the Panthers. We definitely could see Money Mitch Trubisky, the GOAT, the MVP. It's just the Panthers just have a terrible quarterback room. It's simple as that. And when you don't have a good quarterback, you really don't have a good team. So, and I think Mitch is better than a lot of people think, and I think he should be a starting quarterback in the NFL. This is what I considered going Detroit for. I'm not gonna lie, but I do think the Cardinals win this one in a really close but good game. They get back on track, but I really don't see the Cardinals winning more than one game the next 3 weeks after this one. They had a free one here against Detroit. Maybe the Fins over the Jets. The Dolphins need a big win, and they get one. They blow out the Jets, and they start their quest to become a playoff team. What a comeback they've had. I mean, from 3-7 to now a playoff team, possibly, so just pretty good to see for them. Cowboys win over the Giants. It's as simple as this. Cowboys are just the better team. Then I have the Eagles beating Washington. It's going to be a split. I think it's pretty obvious, but these teams are so evenly matched all across the board. But I just think Philly's going to win this one. It's just a gut feeling. I just think it's going to be a split. But if Philly wins this one, or Washington wins this one by a wide margin, I may pick them to sweep the series. So we'll just have to see, but give me the Eagles over Washington. Give me the Steelers over the Titans. When they do bench Chase Claypool, Deontay Johnson is going to go off against this terrible Titans secondary. When I say win, I mean they need to bench Chase Claypool, teach that guy a lesson. But I just think Deontay Johnson is going to have a great game either with even with Chase Claypool playing, if he does. Maybe the Texans over the Jags here. The Jags are just a complete mess right now, and I just don't see them suiting up to win a game, especially against the Texans, who are really just still not a good team, but I just don't think there's a way that Jacksonville can win this one. Bengals over the Broncos, it's an easy decision. Bengals get back on track here and put themselves in firm control of this division. 49ers win over the Falcons here. The Falcons' run defense is going to get absolutely blown out of the water here. It's going to be a great game for Elijah Mitchell. Rams win over the Seahawks. This could definitely be a close game where Seattle could pull out a close win. But LA has got all that talent. All that talent seems to be meshing together. And finally, I think they get on a roll and really start to go on a tear in the playoffs. Even the Packers over the Ravens. The Ravens are just too injured. No Lamar Jackson. It's just not going to be good. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to throw all over this team. It's just not going to look good. Maybe the Bucks over the Saints. Brady gets his first career win against the Saints as a Buccaneer. It's just going to be a close game, I think. But still, I think the Bucks are on a roll. Brady's playing amazing. And he's going to get his first win as a Buck against the Saints. Maybe the Vikings over the Bears. This is a big game for Minnesota. If they lose this one, they're out of the playoffs. Mike Zimmer will be fired, but Minnesota needs it. They just need to put a few wins together, and they get it started here against the Bears. We're going to take a check at the playoff picture here. So the one seed right now is the Green Bay Packers. Let me try and find the right one. Give me a sec. All right. Okay, got it pulled up here. So, one seed is the New England Patriots. I don't think that'll change. At two is the Tennessee Titans. I think that'll definitely change after a loss to the Steelers. The Chiefs will beat the Chargers, go up to the two seed, and the Ravens will fall out of the four seed. That'll go to the Bengals, who right now are out of the playoffs, but will jump back into them. So it's just going to be really weird. At the 5 seed, you have the LA Chargers. I think they still will stay there. The Bills may jump up a bit. The Browns will drop. So the Steelers will definitely hop up a bit after beating the Titans, possibly in the 7 seed. But at 1 in the NFC is the Green Bay Packers. 2 is the Bucks. 3 is the Cardinals. At 4 is the Dallas Cowboys. Really, what we could be looking at right now is a Dallas Cowboys-LA Rams wild card matchup. That would be insane and awesome to watch. Such a high-scoring game. At 6 is the San Francisco 49ers, and the 7 is the Washington football team. On the outside are, I think, the two teams that have a chance are the Vikings and Eagles. But the Panthers, Falcons, Saints, they don't have a chance. Seattle, they really don't. And the Giants and Bears, who are still not out of it, but really are. So that's going to be a quick look at the playoff picture. Thank you for listening to the 4th and 1 podcast. I was your host, Cameron Ritz. Go follow all the socials on Twitter, on Instagram, on TikTok, at 4th and 1 podcast. I really encourage TikTok. I post more than 3 times a day on there, I would assume. So, thank you for listening. I am your host, and new episodes every Wednesday.